Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 259. Want to find your life passion? Start by simplifying your life. Part 1 by Barry Davenport with BecomingMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello, happy Friday. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Justin Mollick. Like yesterday, I have a guest post on a blog that I read frequently here on the show. That is becomingminimalist.com. Usually we hear from the owner of the site, Joshua Becker, but today's a guest post from Barry Davenport. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Want to find your life passion? Start by simplifying your life. Part 1 by Barry Davenport with BecomingMinimalist.com. Remember when you were a child waking up on the morning of your birthday? You stretch and yawn, and at first it feels like any other morning. Then the realization that it's your birthday reaches your conscious awareness. You are suddenly transformed. A wave of excitement and joyful anticipation washes over you. The day is going to be amazing, filled with surprises, fun, and celebration. You feel fully alive at that moment. You throw the covers back and race downstairs to greet the day. Wouldn't it be extraordinary if you could wake up that way now? How would it feel to greet every single day with that level of enthusiasm, or at least the adult version of it? When you have a passion in life, especially a passion fueled by vision and purpose, you can wake up with that same joy and enthusiasm. When you're engaged in something that is fulfilling, fun, and meaningful, you are truly in the flow of peak experience living. Is that peak experience of living really possible on a regular basis? Yes, it is. I have it in my own life, and I see it in others every day. In my work as a life passion coach, I partner with people to help uncover their life passions and find a way to live their passion within the practical context of their lives. This work is a process of self-discovery, addressing roadblocks, prioritizing, and creating specific actions to move them from their current life to a life more aligned with their calling. One of the most important steps in uncovering and living your passion is creating space for it in your inner and outer world. Unlike children, we adults have cluttered our lives with emotional baggage, crammed schedules, and physical stuff. We are swimming in a sea of pollution that inhibits us from having clarity, energy, and time, necessary ingredients in creating a passionate life. All of this quote-unquote stuff overwhelms us and paralyzes us from taking action. We have no idea where to start or what to do first. So quite often, we do nothing, and thus everything stays the same. Clearing the clutter of your inner and outer life is important work. It forces you to take an honest look at yourself and your life to see how you have strayed from the path of becoming the person you want to be, the person you are authentically. If you are interested in finding and living your own life passion, beginning this cleanup work is a great place to start. Here are three ways you can simplify and clean up your life to create the space for passionate living. Emotions. Our emotions are crazy little things. We can be cruising along feeling perfectly fine and then one morning wake up with a dark cloud hovering over us. We might feel sad, anxious, annoyed, or just out of sorts for no obvious reason. It is normal to have occasional emotional disturbances. They are part of life and often tied to circumstances that are short-lived. The weather, hormone fluctuations, poor sleep, stress, etc. But it's the emotions that hang around for a while, impacting your ability to enjoy life and function fully, that need your full attention. Feelings of depression, anxiety, anger, bitterness, fear, or general malaise lasting for weeks or months are huge signals that you need to clean your emotional house. These negative emotions will sabotage any efforts you make toward finding and living your passion. With every step you take toward your passion, your emotions will drag you backward with low self-esteem, doubt, fear, and lethargy. You want your emotional state to be clear, simple, and peaceful so you have the energy to pursue your passion. When it is not, you must use whatever mental and physical energy you do possess to restore your emotional balance. Allowing anxiety, sadness, and depression to linger and remain untreated can lead to a spiral of despair. Many people resist seeking help because they feel they should be able to handle these emotions themselves. But the most proactive and life-affirming decision is to seek support from a doctor or therapist to treat both the symptoms and the root cause of these emotions. If you don't address the cause, the symptoms will continue to clutter your psyche and hold you back. You can support your emotional cleanup through self-care with exercise, meditation, proper diet, walking in nature, spending time with supportive friends, and practicing positive affirmations. Even staying highly focused on an engaging activity will help you forget about your negative emotions. Avoid ruminating or overthinking, as repetitive thoughts only reinforce negative feelings. Often, simplifying your life in other ways that you'll hear tomorrow will help you calm and simplify your emotions by reducing stress and overwhelm. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Want to Find Your Life Passion? Start by Simplifying Your Life by Barry Davenport with BecomingMinimalist.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And the post is a little long. It'll be a pretty short episode tomorrow to wrap this whole thing up, but didn't want it to be too long today, especially on a Friday. And before we go, if you haven't yet subscribed to this show, now would be a good time. You'll get tomorrow's part two episode delivered to you automatically if you subscribe in the podcast app of your choice. Or if you're hearing this on the web and not in a podcast app, might I suggest getting a podcast app and subscribing there? Personally, I use the podcast app that comes standard on an iPhone or iPad, but you can also download a different podcast player in the App Store or on Google Play if you have an Android phone. So tomorrow I'll be back to wrap up this post. Have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.